Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. And being told the new AirTags now have a battery replacement feature.
Oh, wow.
The first generation didn't. I think that we have. But these new ones you can push down on, rotate counterclockwise, and pull it, and it's a 3-volt coin battery available at most electronic and drug stores. We're talking about it on the show, and I was like, I think you just buy them every year. But they're also three for like $60, something like that. So I didn't think that was a crazy price for a year. $20 for an AirTag for a year. I didn't think that was that crazy.
No, it's not bad.
So, but that's what's up. And it just, you buy it and you pull it out, you put it up next to your phone, and it goes, oh, I recognize it. Is this yours? And you go, yes. And then you set it up, and then you go into your Find. All the time. Like, I know where my dogs are all the time. I know where my wallet is all the time. I keep one hidden in Caitlin's car.
Perfect. Perfect. You need to do that.
Glove box all the time.
Always know where she is.
Yeah, to make sure she's safe.
Yeah. That's right. I'm
making sure.
So, you can now get that with the AirTag. Hey, I do want to mention a couple of things about Lunchbox's Las Vegas performance. I didn't know he didn't get to talk. And I feel bad because I set it up with a caller going, Lunchbox did not perform. We went and watched, and for 4 minutes, he didn't do anything. And I thought Lunchbox would come on and tell us the story of, this guy's an idiot. He crushed it.
He must have gone to the bathroom during my scene.
So we come on the air, and Lunchbox is like, yeah, they cut my lines. And it was hard for me to laugh because I felt bad for him because he went all the way out there, was told he had lines, and then he had no lines. And so it wasn't that funny to me. Because I was like, do I get mad? Do I go Kool-Aid Man behind the scenes? Because I don't Kool-Aid Man a lot, but sometimes I'll bust a wall and be like, this is bull crap. And I still haven't had time to talk to Scuba or Lunchbox about it out of here because the show just ended. But there are some other stories that I will get to about the Vegas trip. Number one, Abby says that she almost missed you guys' flight because of you and poor planning by you.
By me?
Is Abby in there?
No.
Yeah. Can you ever put some headphones on? Well, let me let her tell her deal.
I'll tell you why. She's going to blame me. But
No. Let her blame you first, then you can give her a rebuttal.
Go ahead.
So what happened with the flights?
Okay, so all of us, Lunchbox's wife and I, were all on the same flight, like in the same reservation also. So when you check in, everybody gets their boarding pass at the same time. And so Lunchbox texted me and was like, oh, I'm going to check us all in, okay? So don't worry about it. I'll send you your boarding pass. Yeah, I never got it. So I parked at the airport. I was there a little late, okay? I will say a little later than I should have been, but if everything would have been smooth, like, I would have made it fine. Anyway, so he texted me. He's like, oh, I don't have your boarding pass. Like, you're going to have to log on and print it. There's no option on this airline for you to print your boarding pass.
What airline is it? There's not a...
It's out front. You know, what? On the tier.
What's out front?
The Frontier?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I thought so.
They don't have a little machine to...
No.
You can't go up to the front.
No. So that's why it's not my fault. We were all put on the same reservation, which made it difficult.
But did you say you would handle it, though? I guess it's...
No, I said I would check us in. That's all I said. I didn't know their policy that you can't print it at the airport. Like, I just thought, okay, you know, when you get there, we'll print it out because we're all in the same thing. So I checked in. And when I arrived, the guy was like, for Vegas? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you have 2 minutes. And I was like...
He yelled at you like that?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I just need you to print my boarding pass. He goes, I can't do that. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? He goes, we don't print boarding passes. He goes,
they don't have like a small printer?
He's like, you should have it on your phone.
They don't have a printer. How are they doing all the checks?
And I said, I didn't check in on my phone. I said, I checked in on my computer. And he goes, you should get a QR code. And I'm like, no. There's three of us, so there's not a QR. I don't have a QR code. It just checked us in. And he goes like, I can't do it. And I was like, and he goes, I need to help the next person. And I'm like, okay. So then I get my computer out, and there's no QR code. It just has us checked in. And I'm like, here, you see this? There's no QR code. There's no QR code. And so he finally prints my boarding pass and my wife's. And I was like, well, what about Abby's? I can't print her. She's not here. And I was like, but she's on the same reservation. She's checked in, and she's in the parking lot.
But
can't do it.
I understand that. He can't give you her pass if she's not there.
But here's the thing. What difference does it make? No one can get on the plane if they're not Abby. Like, I can't just hand it to some random person. They check her ID at the checkpoint. So whatever. So it's not my fault. It was the airline that was like not allowing us to print. So then Abby shows up and he says, no, I can't print it.
He's like, the flight's closed. I was like, excuse me?
I'm like,
I need to get on this flight.
And
what
are you saying? And I told Abby, I said, the flight's not closed. We're sitting here not even boarding yet. And so I said, just come through security and see if we can get it printed back here at the gate. And so she came through security with just her ID. Because
that's all they need now.
Right.
They don't ever even look at tickets anymore. They just swipe your ID and go, yeah, you're clear.
So then she walked up to the gate agent and they printed her ticket.
Smart.
Did you never get a QR code, though, when you checked in?
Never.
Hey, and then we didn't have
to. He probably did.
That's what I'm saying. Does he know what a QR code is?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he doesn't know what a QR code is.
What's this digitized square thingy?
Why is my screen messed up?
This is a glitch.
So where it was messed up is we were all three on the same reservation.
Yeah,
so,
we get that part.
Yeah, but sometimes if I book for Kaylin and I, two on res, they give me two QR codes.
No, Southwest, you have to go to the counter if you have more than one person on your reservation because you can't get them both. I'm just telling you.
Wait, on Southwest? No, that's not true. On Southwest, I get two all the time, different ones from Kaylin and I both. We go up and...
Maybe it's because we have a lap child. That's maybe why I have to go to the counter. I can't print it out.
Because I definitely get both of ours. And I just text hers over, and then we go through and go, boop. We used to. Now we just get more ID.
Because the guy kept saying, hey...
Whose fault is it? Or am I bored with this?
No. I wanted to get the guy fired because he wouldn't print them. And he was like, just open the app. Just open the app.
It's definitely boring.
Am I bored
with
this?
It was stressful. Yes.
Oh, no. It was so stressful because Abby was so late.
I mean, honestly, like the most interesting thing is Frontier doesn't have a printer.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Yes, okay. It did not have a printer.
Moving on. Let's see. What else are we going to do here? Powerball and Mega Millions. Back.
Let's
400
go.
$400 million. All right. I'll send you $20, Scuba. Are you going to do this again?
Yeah, I'll still. Yeah.
Amy, you're back in.
I don't.
You just
guys.
Said let's go.
I know. I'm
if we win, that's $410 million you are not in on.
That would change just big our if. Lives.
Just do it for fun, entertainment.
Okay.
Don't do it for anything.
I'm doing
else.
It for fun.
It's
I'm
no longer entertaining
don't
for
it
me.
Then don't do it because we're not going to win.
Then I'm out.
It's just for fun. It's $20 for me. We have a good time. Makes us closer friends. We come on the air. We talk about it. The end.
The first 20, very entertaining. The second 20, very entertaining. The third, not so much.
I'm
bored with you going over it.
I'm over it.
It's a little less. Hey, so I know you said your acting coach was going to come out to your show.
Yeah.
Was she, like, where were your lines at?
She didn't show up.
Wait, did she tell you she was
going to
come?
Yeah. She said, oh, yes, I'm going to be there, going there to support. You know what I mean? This is a huge deal. Got her tickets, got her name on the list, tickets right next to my wife. Tickets never picked up. Seats empty.
There was an empty seat next to your wife where your acting coach was going to be.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy though she didn't show up because you didn't have a line?
Yeah, it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I mean, but it was still like, man, like you invested your money in this class and she says she supports you and she's going to be there and then she doesn't show up. It's like, man, that's kind of rude on her part as an acting coach. Like it's demoralizing for her students.
I'm just surprised she didn't message you and go, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to Las Vegas and fly all the way out there.
Didn't get a message, so I'm still, I texted and sorry about that. Other things came up.
That's a big ask, though.
From Nashville to Vegas?
Yeah.
To go see a student?
But why aren't you in a class? Why are you still doing Zoom?
Listen, man, class votes.
What is?
Go to a different teacher that has actual class in a room.
Yeah, maybe I should, especially after she stood me up.
Because Amy's now taking acting classes.
In
why,
person.
Why are you laughing?
I think she's being scammed.
No,
if any, you, why if anyone's getting scanned, it's him.
But you also understand, if I can hear you in my headphones, she can hear you in hers.
But wait, why is mine a scam when you've never even met your person in person? Like, face to face, you don't even know that she's
Lunchbox
real.
Is getting catfished.
Is there a real reason? Coach? Should we hold this?
Yeah.
Do you actually have a theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, then let's hold
wait,
on for a second.
Wait, what? Wait, he has a whole thing that I'm being scammed?
I didn't know, but if he has a real theory, is this a real theory you have?
Yes.
Okay, then let's hold it for a minute.
What is he talking about?
Flesh it out, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Abby, you want to review Lunchbox's performance? I think...
yes, yes.
Because she said she was going to review it, but I didn't know he didn't actually have lines.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your review of his performance?
I was taking videos, and I was trying not to shake, laugh. Well, I was laughing so hard. So I was trying not to shake the videos.
Were you laughing because he was so funny, like nailing it, or was it just an awkward situation?
It's just, I've never seen him wear this outfit, you know,
well,
with like the boots. And
it's called acting.
I get it.
Costume.
I get it, but everybody else, I mean, yes, it was good, but like everybody else was very like believable in their character, like tough guy. And then he's like trying to throw up the rock symbol. You
yeah,
know,
he
like
does kind of look like Doug Funny goes to a Motley Crue concert.
And then he just like rides, you know, on the back of the motorcycle, and he's trying to like be all animated. It was good.
I like it. I think you were doing the most with what they let you have.
Listen, I mean, I was told that this was my new role, and I had no idea what I was supposed to do. Everybody else is dancing and stuff, and I'm just chilling, so I'm trying to just act like I'm part of it, because people that weren't there to see me, that were there to see the show, they're probably like, why is this guy just sitting on the motorcycle?
One called this and was like, why did Lunchbox never talk?
And so I was just trying to act like they were doing. They were doing hand motions, and so I was trying to copy some of their rock and roll hand motions. And
Scuba, is there anything you want to say about this now? Or do you just want to talk afterwards?
We can talk afterwards.
Okay.
Too much for the audience, but it is funny though. It's very Lunchbox-esque.
Can I sit in on the meetings? I want to hear about this. I want to know what happened.
I don't know. I have a hearing test today. I have to go to the doctor for a couple hearing tests.
Hearing tests?
We can do it.
Are you
here.
Losing your hearing?
Well, here's the thing. A hearing test, you always think you crushed it, right? Because you can't hear what you don't hear. Right. And you're like, I heard every one of those things. Because they're always like left. Put the hand up. Whichever you think. Uh-huh. Left hand. Beep. Right hand. Beep. Right hand. Beep. Beep. Left hand. And I'm like, wow. I didn't miss a single one. How'd I do? 62%. Wait, what the? So last time wasn't great. And so I've been having some issues. And so I'm going to go and have two different types of tests today, two different types of hearing tests. It's also hearing month, hearing protection month.
Oh, that's good.
So let me use this as a way to tell you that make sure you get your hearing checked.
Yes, and protect your ears.
Yeah, I mean, I keep ears in every day. Not quite headphones, but kind of like earbuds. But since this show is made to be very visual, I didn't want to wear big clunky headphones. So I have these in, and I wonder if, or it's just the 20 years of this.
Yeah, my ears are bad.
Yeah, right? So I got to go today and get a hearing test. But there are times where I'll see Caitlin's mouth move, I hear nothing come out.
Oh, wow.
What?
Mm. That's not good.
It was sort of like me on stage.
Yeah.
Except your mouth, you were just talking to your friends back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to get a hearing test today. Tom Cruise is set to become the first actor to shoot a movie in outer space, obviously.
Cool.
He's going to try that crap. I feel like that's just him going, man, I really want to go to outer space.
Didn't he go to
outer
space?
Okay, Paramount, we're going to do a movie in space. What?
In Top Gun Maverick, he goes so high, isn't he technically in space?
I've never seen it. We almost watched it.
But also, that was a movie, so
you need
know.
To watch that.
It's so good.
It was like 9:30 at night on Friday night, I think. And Caitlin's like, let's watch something. She's like, we can watch Top Gun.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm kind of tired and really wanted to invest. And so we didn't watch Top Gun. Also, it was like we have like a theater room. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you should watch it in there.
That's right. That's what I think too. And so we ended up watching a movie called The Worst Person in the World. I didn't know it was foreign.
Oh, subtitles?
You were tired and you had to watch a foreign film?
Hey, Mike D. Week, let's talk to Movie Mike for a second. So yeah. Caitlin goes, there's this movie called Worst Person in the World or Worst Human in the World.
Yeah.
She goes, we can watch that. And so Caitlin and I are 11 years and 9 months apart. And so this movie is about a couple. He's like 42 or 43 and she's 28, 20. So it's like a similar deal. And so I was like, okay, let's watch it. It'd be fun because there's probably some funny stuff. Like Caitlin doesn't know all the words of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's hilarious to me. And so, but it was pretty heavy. And so we're watching, but it was also in a different language. And I'm like, are we about to watch something foreign? She goes, I don't think so. Oh, no.
That's tough.
And so it's subtitles. We watched about 2/3 of it and I fell asleep. So we haven't watched the ending yet.
But did you like what you saw?
Yeah, because I say, much as I go, like, I don't want to watch a foreign movie, any movie I've ever watched that was good foreign, I forget, and I just read the words. Correct. And I'm fine. And also, I don't hear very well. I read the words on English speaking, so things too.
So do I.
Did you like it?
I like that movie a lot. It's a very heavy movie, though.
Yeah, it got to be pretty heavy, and I was also very sleepy. And so we cut it for the night. We'll probably finish it tonight or tomorrow night. But we have a thing where we watch the first 2/3 of the movie and then forget to go back to it. Like Elvis, we haven't finished it.
Me neither.
I don't know if he died yet.
That means, spoiler alert, that means it wasn't really a good movie to you then.
Not true.
Yeah. Because if you're really thinking about it, you'll go back and watch it.
I'm going to tell you why that's not true. Because one, if it's a Monday or a Tuesday, we've got Game of Thrones or we've got The Patient that we go to immediately because we love those shows.
Then you like those more than you like the movie.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because we've invested weeks and weeks and weeks. House of Dragons, awesome. The Patient, Steve Carell, they're only like 2 episodes away from finishing that thing. It's amazing. And so, but then it's Wednesday or Thursday, and by that time we've forgotten about the movie we started, unless we're back in that service and it goes finish. It's got the red line like 3/4 of the way through. And they're like, oh, we could finish this, and you got to be in the right mood to get back in. And so we just don't.
We have so much stuff coming at us. Like, there is no shortage of like TV out there.
Yeah, and then I got like 100 TikToks I want to watch.
Exactly.
But I don't even know what they are yet. I just want to get on and catch up on the TikToks of the day. So, but yeah, it was good so far, but it gets a really high score. But I did not know it was foreign. Neither did she. Or we wouldn't have even got into it.
And heavy in what way? Like
they go through a lot of issues because of their age differences.
Okay.
They're also European, and it makes it a little different too.
Okay.
They have different issues. Those Europeans.
All right. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's just foreign.
Okay.
And I would never have started it had I known. I was going to have to read subtitles. Yet I still read subtitles for every show I watch. Okay, let's see what else we got here. In Mississippi, 4 daycare workers have been fired after purposefully scaring children for a video.
Oh, that video's bad.
Trying to get the stream. Did you see it?
Yeah, it's either the scream mask, right? Isn't that what it is? And they were running around the classroom.
Oh my gosh, that's traumatic. Guys.
I guess to your own kids.
It's funny, but man, those kids looked terrified.
What if you know the kids really well, though?
Yeah, then I think it's okay. It's kind of...
I'm not justifying this at all. I'm just saying what...
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
If our 3rd grade teacher did that to us.
Funny.
I thought it was funny. But these kids are younger and smaller than that. I just wonder what the difference is. Is it the time that's changed? The times have changed? Is it that things can be videoed? And even though we wouldn't have cared if we were just told, but because we saw it, then we have to go, oh, you can't do that because we actually can see it and everything's recorded now.
I don't think it's okay to ever scare children. Like, in general.
Do you ever scare your kids?
Hey, you do weird stuff to your kids, though, like when you punish them.
That's a discipline.
But are you ever...
My point is, and I'm not saying they're right, what I've have learned from watching you guys parent is that you do things differently than everybody else.
Yeah.
And so does everybody. And anybody that wants to be like, I hate how you parent, most of the time, they're just only attached to their style, only think their style is right, and they're not open to any other styles.
Right, right.
I'm not saying this is the
style. No, I agree with you there, and this isn't the same case, because I'm just saying don't scare kids.
When you made your son eat only bologna sandwiches for how long?
During his finals, so it was probably what, a week, 2 weeks?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only bologna sandwiches.
Yeah.
I think some people would say that that's not the parenting style.
Well, he passed all his exams, so.
Well, and these kids, you know what? I don't know.
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. You can't scare kids.
In Mississippi, 4 daycare workers have been fired for purposefully scaring children for a video. Workers at Lowell Blessings.
Aww.
Oh, guys.
You're funny.
Decided to make videos themselves dressing in a scream mask and shouting at the kids while chasing them around the classroom.
No.
I mean, these kids are terrified.
I know. And good. Now
they're way too small
sleep.
To do this to. To a 4th grader, it's like, that's,
oh, yeah. Sure. That's fun.
Yeah. To a 4th
grader. They can handle that.
These kids are too young. The parents were understandably outraged, and the owner of the daycare released a statement saying she was unaware of the videos. Why would you record that? Because if you record it and you just have it for yourself, that's sick. You're weird. But if you record it and post it, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
So there's no win on the recording of that. Well, Lil Blessings going through a little PR crisis right now.
Lil Blessings.
Lil Blessings. There's a couple, they've been swatted 6 times in 2 years.
Ugh.
So swatting is when... they call and go, hey, help, we're being held at gunpoint. Please, and the SWAT team comes to the house, boom, kicks the door in and goes down. And sometimes people die in this.
It's so sad.
And it's a prank?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is a prank. So a Milwaukee couple had the SWAT team called on them 6 times in the last 2 years. So swatting is a criminal harassment tactic of deceiving an emergency service into sending police or emergency service response teams to another person's address. So what happened is apparently they've gotten online and they've shared political views, and people keep sending, I don't know which views they shared, but I have the audio from the SWATs here. And it doesn't matter which view they shared. I just don't know which side it is, but here you go.
Last time they came in here with a ballistic shield, full body armor, assault rifles. I mean, that's not something that I can defend against. Back in September of 2018, I tweeted that I'd never personally found Norm MacDonald to be funny. It's a way to try and trick the police into being your executioners.
That's all it was about Norm MacDonald. Mm-hmm. We'll also find and did find Norm MacDonald very funny.
Very funny.
But that's not that political.
Oh,
weird.
But so they call and the SWAT team busts in. And what the issue is, obviously, is one, it's taking up time and resources for somewhere else. Two, anytime you have a gun out looking for something, they don't know. They think they're looking for a bad guy. The people in the house don't know what's coming in. They think somebody's coming in with a gun. All of a sudden, you got people shooting at each other. Somebody's going to die.
No, that's not.
Yeah, that is not cool. That is not cool. Ugh. Okay, there is an extremely aggressive rodeo bull on the loose in North Carolina. If you see it, don't approach it. Call 911.
Two man chews out?
Everybody's in a clown costume running around. They're rolling around with barrels. A man in Massachusetts pleaded guilty to using printers and Mr. Clean Magic erasers to turn $1 bills into 100s.
Ooh.
Listen,
how do you
here's
do
the thing about counterfeit. You don't mess with that. You don't mess with it. You don't talk about it because they will come to you. They will come and they will arrest you and they will put you away forever. Even you guys saying how they do it, you'll probably be visited today.
I don't care how they do it. I wasn't interested.
They don't mess around. If you ever counterfeit money, I'm telling you guys, you think it's funny to print off like fake dollars? Don't do it. That's one thing. They DGAF about you or what you're interested in or embarrassing you. They're going to come to your house and it's going to be ugly if they find out you're doing something. Anything like this.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody that even knows how to do anything like this. Do you?
A couple kids in my seventh grade.
Yeah. Busted. I know a couple people money? That are being idiots.
That would know how to do this?
And they weren't really trying. I'm not even going to. It doesn't matter. But don't do it. Don't even mess around with it. Don't try to create print. Don't do any of that. Even as a joke. Because you'll get in trouble.
That magic eraser, though, is legit.
How it works.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like a sponge bone?
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser?
Yes.
I thought it was like something you wipe on your shirt if you get a stain on it.
No.
Not like a white wall.
It's a sponge, and you basically just wet it and rub your wall with it, and whatever's on there, a permanent marker, a chalk, anything, it's gone.
A wall?
And I don't know how it happens, but...
And the paint stays on?
It's magic.
A white wall.
White wall. Yeah.
I have not tried it on a painted wall.
Okay.
Crowd flees as three people are shot at a televised high school football game.
Whoa.
Which, because it was on TV, we have all the audio.
Oh.
So, Ray, will you play this for me?
Pass caught by Corvell Morgan. Morgan to the 20. We're going to break.
And they went.
I heard those gunshots.
A televised high school football game abruptly cut to commercial after a flurry of shots rang outside an Ohio stadium. That was the footage of two rival teams running a play when 12 gunshots were fired nearby. None of the players seemed to notice until the crowd freaked out. The crowd started to scatter. As players and fans ran, the broadcaster said, "We're going to break." Another video showed people jumping from the stands and taking cover. Toledo PD said three people were shot outside the stadium. The victims, one student, two adults, were not seriously wounded but taken to the hospital. Investigators reportedly arrested two suspects and were searching for two more. No motive. They said that everybody that it seems to me by reading the story that they've had issues between the two schools before. So they screened everybody going into the game. And that's what they're saying. Everybody had been screened that was in the game. But it didn't happen in the game.
This was outside the game.
Yeah. One of the teams was crushing the other team, 46-16. The game was canceled. But if I'm that 46er, I'm like, yo, they weren't coming back.
Yeah, no, it's not canceled. It's over. Just call
to
win.
It says the game was canceled with no further plans to finish it.
That's a W.
Yeah. I'm putting a W on my schedule if I'm the 46er. That story is from TMZ Sports. All right. I think we're getting pretty... I'll mention it again in case you missed it. Very unfortunate. Not my doing. Was also surprised and a little disappointed. But the show in Vegas, there was going to be two shows in Vegas at the Wynn. We have the one Saturday night completely sold out. We're not doing it on Saturday night anymore. And if you can't go, you get a refund. But we have to do it on Sunday night now. Because apparently they double book the theater and there's a big Hollywood situation happening on Friday and Saturday night. And so I said, we will go to Sunday. They said, you don't have to do any show. We'll just pay you. What would you have done?
I would have taken the money and not done anything. Told the listeners, get your money back, and hey, we're all happy.
Well, listeners can get their money back if they can't stay, but we're going to do the show Sunday night now, which means some will stay. We'll put the tickets back on sale. Maybe people will come. Maybe they won't. I hope they do.
That's tough, man.
It's tough. But maybe it's Vegas and people are staying an extra night. I don't
know.
That'd
be cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't even want to say that. I just think it's difficult to do a Sunday night or a Monday night show. Yeah. But maybe in Vegas.
It doesn't sleep, man. It's like 24/7.
But it's mostly like our listeners who have jobs.
I get it. Calling sick.
Okay.
I hear you.
I've done it.
Or quit.
You've done it?
No, don't quit. Calling sick? No, not here. Absolutely not.
Never.
Well, so everybody that bought a ticket should be getting an email. I would check your email box and even go into your junk later today. I'm not sure when it goes out, but Ticketmaster, I think, is the person who's sending it, and you can get a refund or you can come on Sunday night. It's a little bit disappointing, but I wanted to make sure we could do it. And the wind's been awesome, by the way. It's not their issue. They were just like, hey, let's figure this out, how we can make sure everybody still wins. So that's been cool. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to get to. There's a 49-year-old playing defensive lineman on this college football team.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's in North Dakota, and he just went and tried out.
Because he went back to college later in life?
And at, listen, 49, I can tell you right now from being 42, stuff hurts.
Yeah.
And not it hurts like immediately, but it just doesn't stop hurting. Like I hurt, and then I keep hurting, and then it doesn't go away. I think that's the biggest difference in me and 10 years ago. Not that I get injured anymore, but my injuries don't go away. I could, a couple days, be good to go. Now these things just sit.
Yeah, flat. If this guy gets hurt, he's done.
A 49-year-old man tried out and made the North Dakota State college football team. Here is Ray Rushel and his teammate Manny Garcia talking about playing the sport at an advanced age.
First day of pad practice, I was very nervous. Trying to hang with young kids, I was kind of afraid I was not going to measure up. There's always that underlying fear.
He goes hard every rep. He makes sure that he's doing his job.
Love the sport, and I just go out there and I give it my all.
That's awesome.
What if I text my wife and I was like, hey, I'm going to try out for the junior college football team here. I just want to get back into it. She would go, you can't work out without something hurting. Uh-huh. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, good luck to him. I think that's pretty cool. Band-Aid is the number one most trusted brand in the United States.
They're the best.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Sometimes I'll get the generic Band-Aids.
It's not the same. They don't stick.
And they aren't the same.
They just don't
stick. So Band-Aid is a brand and not what that thing is called?
Correct.
It's like a Coke.
A bandage is what it is.
Yeah, it's like a Coke. Like, Coke's not every brand of soda, but it owns so much of the market share that Band-Aid just became the name for anything that was a sticky bandage.
It's like Pampers.
Or Q-tip. No,
I don't think so. I don't think
Q-tip,
Pampers
maybe.
Is that.
Oh, really? My
Q-tip,
parents?
Yes.
It's a cotton swab.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Maybe Pampers ruled the day in the 80s.
Well, my parents so always say, so. Like, you have Pampers? Like, they just mean diapers in general.
Yeah, I don't know that Pampers owns so much.
That's interesting. Yeah. I never realized that Band-Aid was not what the thing was.
Anybody have any other ones?
Let's see.
Lysol?
Kleenex.
Kleenex. That's great.
That's technically a tissue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The other trusted brands are UPS, CVS Pharmacy, Visa, Cheerios, the Weather Channel. Why do I trust the Weather Channel?
No one. I don't know who watches Weather Channel.
I use the app. The I never app. Go to the channel. No, I have the Weather Channel app.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's pretty
Is it good.
Yeah, I trust it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I talk myself into it. Yeah, I really trust it. It's really the most trusted app I have. Colgate and Home Depot. They are the most trusted brands.
I like Crest.
Which brand do you trust the most?
Crest.
Colgate.
It used to be Apple. But then I read they shut my phone down after about 3 years and
oh,
make
Apple.
It slower. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got
They're just part of the big conspiracy now to...
Those updates.
Yeah. Let's see. I do want to talk about Amy's movie, Holiday Harmony. I saw an article in Deadline, which is...
you did?
Yeah. Which is an industry website that kind of announces stuff. And I saw Amy's movie on there. The romantic drama, Holiday Harmony, from producers Ali F. Shar, Lauren Swickard, and Daniel Aspromonte, follows singer-songwriter Gail, who lands an opportunity to compete for a once-in-a-lifetime shot at the big time and heads cross-country, only getting as far as Harmony Springs, Oklahoma, when her ride, her budget, and all her hopes are stalled.
Oh, wow.
With just 2 weeks to get to the iHeartRadio Christmas Eve performance of her dreams, she takes the advice of local jack-of-all-trades Jeremy and takes on a group of misfit kids hoping to perform at a Christmas Eve gala of their own. Gail and Jeremy grow close, but if she's going to fulfill her lifelong dream, she may have to leave him behind. And not only him, the town she's grown to love.
Oh.
And then it has the list of all the cast. This is where Amy comes in. Starring Annalise Shapiro, Jeremy Sumpter, Carla Jimenez, Sissany, Michael Wiseman,
oh.
Seth Colton,
oh.
Sophia Reed Gantzert, Amy Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ryder Franco and Brooke Shields. Why did Brooke Shields go last?
I don't know. You would think she'd be first.
Isn't she? Is she not the big star of it?
The first one is.
Does she just show up and go, I'm Brooke Shields? she does a cameo like Lunchboxes in the play?
Oh, man.
No, she has a whole part. Her mostly takes place in Oklahoma.
And have you seen the movie?
No, not yet.
Do you think you'll any chance that you'll get Lunchboxed?
I know. I mean, this is a little insulting that you got on the cast list on my day.
No, because the iHeart scene is
pivotal.
It's integral to that whole scene, unless they like literally bring in other people to host the iHeart show.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy?
And then, honestly, my scene with her in the bathroom, even though it's a small bathroom scene, yes, but it is pivotal to where the movie goes at that point. Like, it changes course because of our scene. Mm-hmm. And what I had to say to her. So, and I've already done the voiceover work for it. So, like, I feel that's the only parts I've seen. And that was hard to watch.
What's best case scenario? How many lines do you have?
Well, I have some lines on stage. And I have, this could get cut, but like side stage, we do something and I say something real quick. And then I say something with Sissany when we're walking back to our chairs. And the bathroom scene, there's like multiple sentences. It's an exchange. Mm-hmm. So, is a line a sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, 7, 5?
That's a lot.
I don't know. It depends on how they break it up.
Who had more lines, you or Sissany?
There was a couple scenes I did without her and stuff she did without me, but I think maybe I do simply because of the bathroom situation, but she might have a scene earlier in the movie in a different room, but I don't know what they talked about because I wasn't there for her scenes.
Well, it's about time for it to come out, right? Mike, just say when it's coming out.
It comes out Thanksgiving Day, November 24th.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so football right. Or Amy's movie.
And so
you have to watch the same day. It's not live. Yeah, it's on streaming.
HBO
you watch
Max,
it anytime.
Anytime.
Oh.
But yeah, our listeners can watch it 24/7, 365.
Will there be a premiere? Like,
I don't think they do that for streaming movies unless it's like a small one.
I've seen on Instagram. I follow the directors and the producer and the writer now.
They can have a premiere, like a small thing where they show at a little place with the people. I don't think they're going to do
it. You can email them. Amy, don't you have their email? They sent you everything. So
we
just
DM.
Email them and be like, oh, okay, well, DM them and be like, hey, when's the premiere? You know, I just need to book my flights.
I'm too nervous to do that.
I'm sure they'll do a premiere. It's probably not what you're thinking about when, like, legitimate theater movies have premieres.
Yeah, red carpet.
Yeah,
it's like maybe at someone's house or
maybe in Oklahoma
or like a cool outdoor.
Yeah, they may do something. They should. But I mean, I don't think this is a big budget.
Well, I just didn't know because I feel like it's coming up and I didn't know if I needed to book a flight.
Well, you need to ask them.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to DM them.
You need to ask them. Okay.
Okay.
One final thing. Amy had an idea for a life swap bit here on the show.
A what?
A wife swap?
Well, no.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Well, it depends.
Definitely not doing that.
Life swap.
Okay.
Where do you have the segment, Mike?
I mean, I have it in my head.
Because I saw it all. Amy had written it all out where it was like everybody had something about their life that they would swap into. So you'd spin the wheel.
Right. And we could fine tune it.
So here you go. You guys tell me if you want to do this bit. This is how it was written for me.
All right.
What if we do a day where we swap lives with people on the show? Not for like the whole day, but maybe just a thing or two. We put everyone's name on the wheel and whomever you land on, you have to do something that they do that day. And so here she has listed out how she feels what everybody does. This is what I thought was funny about it. This is what she associates with all of you people.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, if someone lands on Eddie, what do you think they'll have to do?
Good luck.
Kill time here at work, hide from their family.
She wrote they'll have to stay at the studio, finger quotes, working until 3 p.m.
but do they have to actually do my job?
I don't know.
That'd be
just
cool.
Wrote finger quotes, working.
Okay. Good money, Amy.
That would be cool.
If someone lands on Lunchbox.
Yep.
What do you think they have to do?
Take a 2-hour nap.
Yeah, take a nap.
They're required to take a 2-hour nap that day.
It's not bad.
Yeah, nailed it.
That's the one I want.
Mm-hmm. If someone lands on Ray, what do they do?
Get
to work super early when you don't have to?
That's exactly it. Yeah. They have to get to work at 2 a.m., 3 hours before they need to get here.
And do nothing.
And do nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And stress.
If they land on Mike D, what do they do?
Be quiet all
Watch
day.
A movie.
Both are...
Oh, that's a good one.
...are similar. They have to write a game, create a game for the show.
Okay.
That's awesome. What he does. I don't want to. And what if they land on me?
Oh, my gosh. Oh go my to gosh. 100 meetings all day?
Have interviews.
Be packed tight.
Do a Bobby cast.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Take your dog to the doctor. Oh, boy.
What
play,
else?
PlayStation?
Mm. PlayStation?
She wrote, record 30 minutes of spots or liners.
Yes.
Even though they won't be used.
Yes. Tough, yeah, man. Like get here 30 minutes ahead of time just to straight rip through.
It's a great
stuff.
Problem.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like someone would have to do it and they would empathize with you
walk
better.
I walk into this room and this desk is covered in papers and it's of every town, every city, every liner, every. And I come in and I just go, all right. And Mike sends me a note of how many I got every night. And if he's like, you have 15 60s. And you have, and that, because that right there is just 15 minutes if I never stop straight. And then he's like, and you have 8:30s, you have, and those are just commercials. And you have station, I'm like, oh my God, it sucks. I almost drove the Bronco into work this morning, by the way. Problem is, it was a little too cold.
Dude, it was so cold.
Yeah. It was the first time I was going to drive the Bronco into work, but also it might break down. And so I'm also worried about that, is if it breaks down. And the reason I think about it is because I was going to come in way early today and drive the Bronco. And then if it broke down, I still had left so early, I was still going to be able to get to work. But
now, the drive home is nice in the Bronco with the top down. But the drive to work is freezing.
Yeah, but if I broke down.
Oh, man. I got you.
Yeah.
I'll pick you up. We'll just leave it there.
I know. That's what I worry about, just leaving it there.
Yeah.
I'd steal it.
I did that with Amy.
Yeah, but she had doors on her car. Oh, you can get on the top of mine. There's no top on
That's
it.
True.
So we can get right in and steal it. And it's old. You know, it's really cool, but it's old. That thing just breaks down randomly. All right, that's it. I think we're done with the post show. You guys have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.